弟兄姐妹平安。今天要证道经文在列王记下十一章。亚哈谢的母亲亚撒利亚见他儿子死了，就起来剿灭王室，但约兰王的女儿亚哈谢的妹子约十八将亚哈谢的儿子约阿施从那被杀的王子中偷出来，把他和他的乳母都藏在卧房里，躲避亚撒利亚免得被杀。约阿施和他的乳母藏在耶和华的殿里六年，亚撒利亚篡了国位。第七年，耶和耶大打发人叫加利人和护卫兵的众百夫长来，领他们进了耶和华的殿，与他们立约，使他们在耶和华殿里起誓，又将王的儿子指给他们看，吩咐他们说：你们当这样行，凡安息日进班的三分之一要看守王宫，三分之一要在苏尔门，三分之一要在护卫兵院的后门，这样把守王宫，拦阻闲人。你们安息日所有出班的三分之二要在耶和华的殿里护卫王，个人手拿兵器四位护卫王，凡擅入你们班次的必当致死，王出的时候你们当跟随他。众百夫长就照着祭司耶和耶大一切所吩咐的去行，各带所管安息日进班出班的人来见祭司耶和耶大，祭司便将耶和华殿里所藏大卫王的枪和盾牌交给百夫长，护卫兵手中各拿兵器，在坛和殿那里，从殿右直到殿左，站在王子的周围。祭司领王子出来，给他戴上冠冕，将律法书交给他，让他做王。众人就拍掌说：愿王万岁。亚撒利亚听见护卫兵和民的声音，就到民那里进耶和华的殿，看见王照例站在柱旁，百夫长和吹号的人侍立在王左右，国中的众民欢乐吹号。亚撒利亚就撕裂衣服喊叫说：反了，反了。祭司耶和耶大吩咐管辖军兵的百夫长说：将他赶出班外，凡跟随他的必用刀杀死，因为祭司说不可在耶和华殿里杀他。众兵就闪开让他去，他从马路上王宫去，便在那里被杀。耶和耶大使王和民与耶和华立约，做耶和华的名，又使王与民立约。于是国民都到巴利庙拆毁了庙，打碎坛和像，又在坛前将巴利的祭司马坦杀了。祭司耶和耶大派官看守耶和华的殿，又率领百夫长和加利人与护卫兵以及国中的众民，请王从耶和华殿下来，由护卫兵的门进入王宫，他就做了王位。国民都欢乐，合成都安静。众人已将亚撒利亚在王宫那里用刀杀了。约阿施登基的时候年方七岁。感谢主的话语。
Today's Bible reading comes from 2 Kings chapter 11. When Athaliah, the mother of Ahaziah, saw that her son was dead, she proceeded to destroy the whole royal family. But Jehosheba, the daughter of King Jehoram, and the sister of Ahaziah, took Joash, son of Ahaziah, and stole him away from among the royal princes, who were about to be murdered. She put him and his nurse in a bedroom to hide him from Athaliah, so he was not killed. He remained hidden with his nurse at the temple of the Lord for 6 years, while Athaliah ruled the land. In the 7th year, Jehoiada sent for the commanders of units of 100, and Karatim the guards, and had them brought to him at the temple of the Lord. He made a covenant with them and put them under oath at the temple of the Lord. Then he showed them the king's son. He commanded them, saying, "This is what you are to do. You are who in the three companies that are going on duty on the Sabbath, a third of you guarding the royal palace, a third at the sur gate, and a third at the gate behind the guard, who take turns guarding the temple. And you who are in the other two companies that normally go off Sabbath duty are all to guard the temple for the king. Station yourselves around the king, each man with his weapon in his hand. Anyone who approaches your ranks must be put to death. Stay close to the king wherever he goes. The commanders put units of 100 did just as Jehoiada the priest ordered. Since one took his men, those who were going on duty on the Sabbath and those who were going off duty, and came to Jehoiada the priest. Then he gave the commanders the spears and shields that belonged to the king David, and there were in the temple of the Lord. The guards, each with his weapon in his hand, stationed themselves around the king, near the altar and the temple from the south side to the north side of the temple. Jehoiada brought out the king's son and put a crown on him. He presented him a copy of the covenant and proclaimed him king. They anointed him, and the people clapped their hands and shouted, "Long live the king!" When Athaliah heard the noise made by the guards and the people, she went to the people at the temple of the Lord. She looked, and there was the king, standing by the pillar, as the custom was. The officers and the trumpeters were beside the king, and all the people of the land were rejoicing and blowing trumpets. Then Athaliah tore her robes and called out, "Treason! Treason!" Jehoiada the priest ordered the commanders of units of 100 who were in the charge of the troops, "Bring her out before the ranks and put to the sword anyone who follows her." So the prince had said, "She must not be put to death in the temple of the Lord." So they seized her as she reached the place where the horses enter the palace grounds, and there she was put to death. Jehoiada then made a covenant between the Lord and the king and people that they would be the Lord's people. He also made a covenant between the king and the people. All the people of the land went to the temple of Baal and tore it down. They smashed the altars and idols to pieces and killed Mattan, the priest of Baal, in front of the altars. Then Jehoiada the prince posted guards at the temple of the Lord. He took with him the commanders of hundreds, the Karaites, the guards, and all the people of the land, and together they brought the king down from the temple of the Lord and went into the palace, entering by way of the gate of the guards. The king then took his place on the royal throne, and all the people of the land rejoiced, and the city was quiet, because Athaliah had been slain and the sword at the palace. Joash was 7 years old when he began his reign. This is the word of the Lord. Peace, brothers and sisters.
今天我们来看一段旧约的故事。
Today we are looking at a story from the Old Testament.
我们不太容易讲这些旧约的故事。
It's not very easy to talk about these Old Testament stories.
因为涉及的经文比较多。
Because there is a lot of scriptures in the Old Testament.
所以今天我们不是按照一个常规的讲道的那种讲道的格局来讲。
So today we won't be talking about the big picture of the Old Testament.
We're not following the normal structure of preaching, right? Because today we're thinking about an Old Testament story. 然后 from this story, we can learn something from it, right? 好，刚才我们读的这一段经文
The scripture that we just read.
是这个故事的结局
is the end of a story.
那么是我们在这里边看到神自己在这里边做工的。
And then we can see God's work in this story.
好，现在我们要用心来记住一些名字。
We shall use our heart to remember some names.
我们现在把时间往回推，推出去大概2800年。800多年到2900年的时间。
So let's go back in time for around 2800 to 2900 years ago.
想想那时候中国是什么时间。
We can think about what China was like at that time.
大概还是在西周。这个它很难翻译啊，这个是在西周到还没有到中周的时候，西周的时间，周朝周的时候。
In the time of 西周 and not quite the time of 中周 quite yet.
Yeah. 那么想想这是很漫长的历史之前。
This is a long time ago.
但是对于以色列来说，已经是经过了高潮，开始往下坡走的时候了。
But in the Israelite time, this is already they reached their peak and they're going downwards now.
今天我们看到有一个七岁的小王。
Today we see that there is a seven-year-old king.
这个人叫约阿施。
This king is called.Joash.
哎，Joash.
Joash.
那么这一个小王被藏在耶和华的殿里面。
This king was hidden in the Lord's temple.
他是大卫的后代。
As a descendant of King David.
那么在那一个时代，只有他一个人，大卫的后代当中，只有他一个人活下来。
In that time, it was only him that was a descendant of King David.
那么在这个以色列的历史上，有两次这个小的一个很年幼的孩子做王。
In the history of the Israelites, two times a very young king became king.
这个为什么上帝要让这个小孩来做王呢？
Why did God let such a young man become king?
通常情况下，这是一个要更新犹大王室。的一个做法。
Normally this is to renew the kingship of Judah.
那就是说把其他的成年人其他成员全部把他杀掉。
Is to eliminate all of the older generation.
然后让这个小的重新起来。
And to grow a new generation from a young king.
刚才在我们读圣经的时候我们看到一个细节。
While we were reading this passage, we saw very some details.
这个在列王记下的十一章的第十二节。
In verse 12,
那么就是说这个祭司把这个小的王子领出来
Jehoiada brought the king out,
然后给他戴上冠冕
and then crowned
him,
yeah, crown him,
然后呢就给他一本律法书交在他的手里面
and presented him a copy of the covenant.
这个细节的动作很重要
This detailed action is very important.
那时候约阿施只有七岁
At that time, Joash was only 7 years old.
所以是一个小孩。
So he's a very young child.
他从小就在耶和华的殿里边把他养大。
And he grew up within the temple of the Lord.
然后现在这个祭司要立他做王。
And now this prince, now this priest is to crown him to be king.
然后做王的时候把律法书交在他的手里面。
And when he became king, he gave him the book of the covenant.
在美国的历史上。
In the history of America.
初期的时候，这些总统就职。
In the early times, the presidents.
那么他们要手按在圣经上来宣誓。
Their hand must be pressed on the Bible. Yeah, when they proclaim.
那么表示说他。治理这个国家要按照圣经的原则来治理这个国家的。
So that when they control the country, when they're president of the country, they rule according to the Bible.
那么现在呢？已经不一定了。
Now it's not necessarily like this.
你也可以手按着古兰经，也可以按 whatever， 你自己想按什么东西就算。
Yeah, you can put your hand on anything and it doesn't really matter.
那表示一个什么问题呢
？What does this show?
表示人。没有了标准。
It shows that people do not have a standard.
那么一个国家也没有了标准。
And a country doesn't have a standard.
但是圣经记载这个耶和耶大要叫这个约阿施做王的时候。
But in the Bible when it shows when Jehoiada was presenting the king with the crown.
然后把律法书交在他的手里面。
And when he gave him the copy of the covenant.
那就表示说要以圣经为标准来治理他的国家。
It shows that he is using this covenant as a standard for him to rule over this country.
那么这个是神对于以色列这个国家当时应该是犹大这个犹大这个国家的一个极大的恩典。
This is a big grace that God has given to the country of Judah.
但是在我们今天读的经文里边，另外一件事情同时发生。
But as we read this scripture, something else was happening at the same time.
就是当时的另外的王。
At that time, the other king.
那么这个王是个女王。
This was a queen.
她叫亚塔利亚。
This queen is called Athaliah.
那么很快亚塔利亚就被杀了。
Very soon after this, Athaliah was murdered.
那么这个亚塔利亚她 她在犹大的王室里边做了一件非常可怕的事。
She did something very horrific in the nation of Judah.
那么她在篡位，就是她要夺取这个王位的时候。
When she wanted this position of queen,
她就把整个大卫的后代全部杀了。
She murdered all the descendants of King David.
结果有一个王子被他的姑姑藏起来。
But one prince was hidden by his auntie.
那么这个就是约阿诗。
Yeah. And this is what's her name?
Joash.
Joash. Yeah.
所以要记住这些名字很不容易。我读圣经的时候，我记住这些名字也很不容易。
It's really hard to remember all these Old Testament names.
所以在这个犹大的历史当中，就发生了这么一件很可怕的事情。
So within the history of the nation of Judah, this terrifying thing happened.
就是这个大卫的后裔差一点断。
Is that the descendants of David were nearly all killed?
那么谁做的这件事呢？
Who did this?
一个女人叫亚他利亚。
A woman called Athaliah.
那么这个亚他利亚是谁呢？
Who is this Athaliah?
为什么她在犹大的王宫里边会做这样的事情呢？
Why would she do this amongst the kingship in Judah?
原来这件事情要追溯到她的爷，就是这个约阿诗的曾祖父的那个人。
This goes back to Athaliah's ancestors.
所以这里边我们要有四个犹大王，大家要来放在心里。
There are four kings in Judah that we must remember.
第一个叫约沙法。
The first
叫哈法斯。这个你把圣经翻到历代志下的第十九章。如果大家手里有圣经，也可以把它翻到历代志下的第十九章。第一节就是说，犹大王约沙法平平安安地回到耶路撒冷去了。十九章。
When King Hezekiah heard.
不是 Kings, Chronicles. Second Chronicles.
So when Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, returned safely to his palace in Jerusalem.
这是第一个王，我们要记得，叫约沙法。
So the first king to remember is King Jehoshaphat.
这个约沙法是大卫的第六代孙子。
So Jehoshaphat was the sixth generation down from King David.
他在圣经上说他是一个好的王。
In the Bible, it called him a good king.
他敬畏上帝。
He obeyed God.
他在犹大的这个国家里边除掉偶像。
He removed all idols in the nation of Judah.
这个甚至于在他在位的时候，神帮助他这个打败他的敌人。
And while he was king, God helped him defeat his enemies.
基本上来说，约沙法是一个好的讨神喜悦的一个王。
Basically he was a good king that pleased the Lord.
那么他的儿子叫约兰。
And his son was called
约兰啊，这个二十一章历代志下二十一章第一节看到吗？二十一章第一节。
Jehoram.
Yeah.
So his son, his name is Jehoram.
那么这是第二个我们要记住的人，约沙法、约兰。
So the two kings to remember now is Jehoshaphat and Jehoram.
然后呢，约兰的儿子叫亚哈谢。
And Jehoram's son is called.
二十二章第一节。
Ahaziah.
中文翻译成阿哈扎亚，翻译成亚哈谢啊，这些名字就是一些希伯来名字，很难读的啊。当时我在神学院的时候，我的神学院老师在常常不知道该怎么读他们的名字啊。这个人叫亚哈谢，
阿哈扎亚
啊。然后呢，第三个就是今天我们第四个啊，就是亚哈谢的这个小儿子叫约阿诗。
And then the fourth one is Joash, is the story that we are reading today.
好，那么这个约阿诗这个最小的这个就是七岁做王的这个。
And Joash is the one that became king when he was 7 years old.
那么他这个与他同时就是这个这个女王亚他利亚是谁呢？是他的奶奶。
So the queen Athaliah was Joash's grandma.
是约兰的老婆。
Is the wife of 约兰。
约兰，第二十一章，历代志下第二十一章。
约伦。
约沙法与。
Jehu。
历代志下二十一章，Son of King， 哦，我你的字太小了，反正你应该是 Joram。
Joram。Jehoram's brothers.
Yeah.
Jehoram.
记住这些名字啊。好了，这四个王，第一个是约沙法，第二个是约兰，第三个是亚哈谢，第四个约阿诗。啊，我们刚才读的这个故事是约阿诗这个小的王啊在位的时候。那么和他约阿诗做王，亚他利亚被杀。约阿诗做王，亚他利亚被杀。
So when Joash became king when he was 7 years old, Athaliah was killed.
Yeah. 那么亚他利亚是约兰的老婆，搞清楚了没有？
Yeah. So Athaliah is the wife of Jehoram.
那么当这个约兰的老婆想要当王的时候，他就把他的儿子和孙子全杀了。
So when Athaliah wanted to become queen, she killed all of the descendants of David. So all of her sons and grandsons.
那么这个女人，这个亚他利亚，她本身是谁呢？她是北国的王亚哈的女儿。
So she was originally from the northern kingdom's daughter, king's daughter.
Ahab's daughter.
King Ahab's daughter.
这个在这里我们要稍微提一下这个 Ahab 这个亚哈这个人。
So we must mention a little bit about King Ahab.
圣经里边给我们看到亚哈这个人啊，其实他是一个心地很善良的人。
So in the Bible it shows that he is actually a very, King Ahab is actually a very nice guy.
这个他对待他的敌人常常是很友善。
Often when he faces his enemies, he's very nice to them.
那么他对待那些外邦的人也很友善。
He's also very nice to all the foreigners around him.
于是他结婚的时候呢，他就娶了一个外邦的女子。
Thus when he got married, he married a foreign woman.
那么这个人叫耶洗别。
This woman was called
Jezebel. 这个耶洗别这个人。那么耶洗别跟嫁到这个以色列亚哈的王室里边以后。
When Queen Jezebel was married into the kingship of Ahab.
哦，这个人很厉害，这个耶洗别很厉害。
This woman is very, very, strong, very amazing.
所以他就把这个外邦拜偶像的这很多邪恶的习俗就带到这个北国犹大的这个北国以色列的这个文化里边来。
She brought in a lot of idols and a lot of worshipping idols ideas into the northern country.
结果这个亚哈这个人啊，他就听他的。
King Ahab just listened to her.
然后他就强到一个什么地步呢？把以色列耶和华的祭司全部杀掉。
She was strong to the point where she killed all of the Lord's priests in Israel.
所以最后剩下一个人。
There was only left one person.
这人谁？
Who is this?
以利亚。
Elijah.
就剩下以利亚。所以他在整个北国以色列当中做了非常可怕的事情。
So she did something very terrible in the country of Israel.
那么这个北国发生这么严重的事，
Something so serious happened in the northern country.
原因出在哪里呢？
What is the reason for this?
结果出在亚哈王的友善。
It is from the niceness of King Ahab.
因为他容许这个事情发生。
Because he let this happen.
这个在这里我们引入一个概念。
Today we must understand a concept.
这个今天我们的主题叫做交友有道。
Today our topic is to make friends.
The principle of making friends.
The principle of making friends.
就是你交朋友的时候，其实非常有原则性。
When you make friends, there are a lot of principles to understand.
这个在今天的世界里面。
In today's society.
我们特别强调要和睦。
We definitely emphasize.
就是 peace,
peace,
啊,
peace
我们强调和好。
We emphasize to get along with everybody.
但是我们越来越压制正义与邪恶之间的界限，模糊这个界限。
We then are unable to clarify the difference between what is righteous and what is not righteous.
强调包容。
And we emphasize to embrace everybody.
所以，哎呀，每个人都好的。
We say, oh, everyone is good.
那么这个是一个似乎影响全世界的一个很重要的文化潮流。
This is a concept that influences the world culture.
圣经也强调要和睦。
In the Bible, it definitely emphasizes peace.
但是圣经在强调和睦的时候，它是非常强调这个和睦的前提的。
But when the Bible emphasizes peace, it definitely emphasizes the reason behind this peace.
圣经同时也非常强调分离。
It also definitely emphasizes, distinguishing wrong from right.
这个分离就是 separate.
Separation.
强调这个 emphasis on the separation. 为什么要强调分离呢？
Why does it emphasize the separation?
分离是不是缺乏爱心呢？
Is separation, less love?
是不是？
Is it?
不是。
No, it's not.
分离正是爱心的另外的一种表达。
Separation is another way of expressing love.
那么为什么会这样呢？
Why is it like this?
因为人是带有一种同化力的生命。
Because people, have a habit of life to become like each other.
这个叫什么？ Similarity.
Assimilation.
Assimilation. 是一种它很自然，它要同化别人的。
Very naturally assimilation occurs, between people.
这个就像医生告诉你现在有流行感冒。
It's like a doctor tells you that there is a sickness going around.
那么如果你的某一个人得了流行感冒。
If someone got this sickness.
你最好和他保持一个距离。
The best thing for you is to keep a distance from them.
这个医生是不是缺乏爱心啊？
Is this doctor lacking love?
不是。
No.
他正是为了保护你才这样做的。
It's because he is protecting you for you to do this.
我们发现在旧约圣经里边，
We see that in the Old Testament scriptures,
神非常强调以色列人跟当地的迦南人不可以来往。
God emphasizes, the separation of the Israelites and the foreigners in the country.
那么是不是神不爱那些巴勒斯坦人？
Is it God not loving those foreigners?
不是。
No.
神爱巴勒斯坦人的同时爱以色列人。
God loves the foreigners at the same time he also loves his people.
神知道只有保护以色列人的时候才能拯救巴勒斯坦人。
He knows that only through protecting the Israelites that he can save those foreigners.
那么如果以色列人被这些外邦人影响了，
If the Israelites were influenced by the foreigners,
连以色列自己都不行了，他怎么去帮助别人呢？
And the Israelites can't do what they're supposed to do, how are they supposed to help other people?
可是以色列人在这件问题上从一开始他就守不住。
But from the start, Israel couldn't keep this.
我们刚刚讲完了旧约历史。
We just finished, the Old Testament.那么
这个回归的这些被掳，从被掳之地回归的这些犹大人，
the Israelites that were brought back,
圣经只记载了一件事。
The Bible only, records one event.
就是回来的这些犹大人又跟这些外邦人通婚。
Is that the people of Israel, the people who returned, then married foreigners again.
所以表明这个他们跟外邦之间的这个界限还是没有分开。
Shows that they are unable to distinguish this line.
那么神为什么看重这件事情呢？
Why does God emphasize this?
那就是说神当然他知道人的生命里边是具备这种同化力的。
Of course God knows the nature of assimilation among people.
所以在这里边我们说前些日子这个欧洲大量的接收从中东去的难民。
So we know that in the recent past, Europe accepted a lot of refugees from, like Afghanistan and those countries.
这个 接收难民好不好？
Is it good to accept refugees?
帮助难民好不好？
To help refugees is good.
应不应该帮助难民？
Should we help them?
应不应该？
Should we?
当然应该嘛。
Of course we should.
是吧？你爱护他，你应该是去帮助他的。
If you love them, you should help them.
可是问题就出在了，你怎么帮助他？
But the problem comes from how are you going to help them?
你是不是就是把国门敞开，叫他们都到你的家里边来，到你的身边来生活呢？
Is the best way to help them to open your house doors and to let them come in?
那么这个就牵扯到了另外一个问题。
And this brings up another problem.
那么就是说，他的同化力对你的影响力的问题。
And that is the effect that they have from your nature of assimilation.
这个人有一个糟糕的东西。
People have a very bad nature.
就是骄傲。
And that is pride.
那么就是过高的估计了自己的能力。
And that is to overestimate your own abilities.
就是说我怎么会被他影响呢？
So how can I be affected by them?
我们都觉得自己很厉害，不会受什么人的影响。
We think that we are very good and we can't be affected by those people.
其实不是。
But it's not like this.
这个圣经里边告诉我们一句话。
The Bible tells us that.
他说要非常小心你跟谁交往。
We should be very careful for who we make relationships with.
因为乱交就会败坏你的善行。
To make a lot of,
乱交啊，这个乱交朋友啊，乱和人来往。
With your friends, or to make whatever friends you want, can greatly influence you.
就会把你的善良给你败坏掉。
It'll ruin your natural nice nature.
好，我们把这个原则提出来以后。
Once we understand this concept,
我们就看一看这个约沙法这个王，这不四个王吗？这第一个约沙法做了什么事？
So after knowing this, we have a look at what King Jehoshaphat did.
因为他是一个好王。
Because he is a good king.
神帮助他。
God helped him.
所以在约沙法的治理下，犹大的国家的势力很强。
So under the rule of King Jehoshaphat, Judah became very powerful.
那么这时候他就跟北国的亚哈来建立
At that time, then he became friends with King Ahab in the northern country.
这个他们两个人合伙去跟外邦人打仗。
They became one to fight with other countries.
他们 joined army.
They joined armies.
去跟外跟这个就是现在的叙利亚打仗。
Yeah, and so they fight countries like the Syria now.
那么请问南国犹大和北国以色列原来都是神的子民，对吧？
So the northern kingdom and the southern kingdom were all once one country.
所以当这个亚哈就说来约沙法和我一块去跟这个叙利亚人打仗。
So when King Ahab said, "Oh, come on, Jehoshaphat, let's go fight Syria together."
那么约沙法就说：“你我不分彼此，我们都是上帝的子民，我来帮助你。”
Jehoshaphat said that we are all sons of God. Let's go fight Syria together.
请问约沙法的想法是不是很好啊？
Isn't Jehoshaphat's thinking very good?
是吧？结果两个人就合兵去打仗了。
So then they joined their troops and fought together.
当时他们要去打仗的时候，他们就问先知们啊，说我们能不能去打？
So before they went to fight, they asked the priests, "Can we go fight?"
那些假先知，那些巴利的先知说，可以去打，你们一定得胜。
The priests of Baal said, "Yes, you can go fight. You'll win."
这时候只有一个耶和华的先知。
But only one priest of the Lord.
然后他说，你们不可以去打。
Said you shall not fight.
神不与你们同在。
Said God is not with you.
如果你们去打的话，必然失败。
He said if you go fight, you will lose.
这个结果呢？他们不听耶和华先知的话。
He said they did not listen to God, the priest of the Lord.
这个 the prophet of the Lord 啊、然后去打了。
And so they went and fought.
那一场战役里边，亚哈王阵亡了，北国的王亚哈阵亡。
So in that fort, King Ahab
has been killed.
He died.
然后这个 约沙法平平安安的回来了。
And Jehoshaphat came back safely.
那么历代志下第十九章一开始就是记录了这件事。
In the start of Second Chronicles, recorded this event.
然后这里就我们看一下啊，说犹大王约沙法平平安安的回到耶路撒冷，到了王宫去了。
It says in chapter 19, when Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, returned safely to his palace in Jerusalem.
然后这个先见亚哈的哈拿尼的儿子耶户出来迎接约沙法王，就对他说了。
The son of Hanani went out to meet him and said to the king.
这句话很重要。他说，你岂当帮助恶人，爱那恨耶和华的人呢
？Should you help the wicked and love those who hate the Lord?
哦，这句话很厉害。
This is very powerful.
这是对我们交朋友的一个非常重要的提醒。
This is a very important reminder for when we make friends.
你跟谁去交往？
Who you make relationships with?
谁就会影响你。
Who will influence you?
他说，你一起可以去帮助一个恶人呢。
He said, Can you go help a wicked?
爱那恨恶耶和华的人。
And love those who hate the Lord.
他。有爱心，约沙法。
Jehoshaphat does have a heart of love.
可是他的爱失去了原则。
Except his love lost its morals.
这个有很多人说这是旧约圣经的时候，新约已经没有了。
He said that this. Lots of people say this is the concept of the Old Testament. It's no longer in the New Testament.
其实新约圣经里边叫我们留意躲避很多事情，很多次的提醒。
But in the New Testament, it reminds us constantly to avoid certain things.
一直到了启示录的时候。
All the way until Revelations.
这个启示录，约翰写给七教会的信。
Revelations was a letter, written by John to the churches.
那个第一个教会就是以弗所的教会。
The first church was Ephesus.
这个以弗所教会里边，这个使者。已经把起初的爱心丢掉了。
The pastor of the church in Ephesus already lost the heart of love.
The first love. He lost his first love. 然后上帝让他悔改。
And God told him to repent.
那么上帝说你啊，虽然把起初的爱心丢了。
He said that although you lost the first love.
但是还有一点点留着的好处。
But there is still some goodness left.
这个是什么？
What is this?
大家记得吗？就是恨恶尼格拉伊党人的行为。
And that is to hate
the
actions of the wicked.
哎，尼格拉这个人啊，那么恨恶他的行为。
And to hate on his actions.
上帝说了一句话，他说他们的行为也是我所恨恶的。
God said that their actions I also hate.
如果我们今天说某些人在教会里边的行为是我们所恨恶的， we, 我们会不会觉得，哎呀，这个人太没有爱心了，对不对
？If we say that we hate a certain person's actions in this church, wouldn't we say that, oh, this person doesn't have any love?
其实，神的眼中非常看重我们的所谓的爱憎分明。
But God definitely emphasizes our hate and love in our heart. The hate things that we hate and love in our heart.
你有一个 clear 的界限。你谁是你所爱的，谁是你所恨恶的，这个 clear 的界限必须很清楚。
In our heart, we must have a clear line on who we love and who we hate.
不然的话，我们的爱心就可能成为恶势力的帮助。
Or our love in our heart may help the wicked.
所以初期教会里边，这个七教会里边那些容忍恶势力在教会里边泛滥的人。
So in the new churches in the New Testament, those who love the wicked and let them prosper in the church.
那么导致了教会非常严重的后果。
It resulted in a very serious situation in the church.
那么很可惜的一件事。
Something that is very sad.
这一个约沙法这个王。
This Jehoshaphat.
虽然他也是个好王。
Although he is a good king.
可是在这件事情上他不肯听劝。
But in this he refused to listen.
这个先知告诉他你不可以跟亚哈家来往的，他不听了。
In, the priest, even when the priest of the Lord told him that you should not go fight with this king, he didn't listen.
他不单单继续和亚哈家来往。
He not only continued his relationship with King Ahab.
他做了另外一个可怕的事情。
He did something else that is very terrifying.
为他的儿子约兰 娶了亚哈的女儿为妻。
He let his son take Athaliah as wife.
所以这个时候呢，有一个女人又进到南国犹大的王室里面。
So then another woman from this northern kingdom came into the nation of Judah.
所以这时候我们就看了这个邪恶是从哪里来的呢？
So now we see where the wicked come from.
从西顿这一个发源地，这个也就是今天的黎巴嫩。
So it came from the what we know today as Lebanon.
从那里开始，那是一个 source of the wicked， 从那里开始的。
Yeah, there is a source of the wicked from that nation.
那么借助什么呢？
From what?
借助亚哈的友善。
It is all originated from the niceness of King Ahab.
娶了西顿的女子耶洗别。
And to marry someone from Lebanon.
就允许耶洗别把整个北国搞得翻天覆地。
And let Queen Jezebel do crazy things to the northern kingdom.
然后再从北国又借着约沙法的友善。
And from King Jehoshaphat's niceness.
又借着一个女人进到南国。
Married a woman from the northern kingdom into Judah.
结果就是刚才我们看到差一点把犹大整个大卫的后代给灭了。
And we can see that the result is that nearly killed all of King David's descendants.
可是这个邪恶的整个的输入是借着什么呢？
But where does this wickedness all originally come from?
借着交友无道。
And is that there is no morals behind making the right relationships.
No
standard.
Principle of how you make friends.对吧？你在交友的时候，你没有了原则，你就任由这个邪恶的进来到你的国度里边来。
You let wickedness come into the country because you have no principles for what relationships you make.
弟兄姊妹，不要太自信。
Brothers and sisters, don't be too confident.
中国人讲一句话。
Chinese people have this saying.
他说，要想把一个人好好的把他栽培起来。
He said, once you want to To
build a good character of a people.
To help someone build their good character.
Need how long time?
How long will this take?
多长时间？
How long?
啊？十年树木，百年树人。
Hundred and
ten years. You grow a tree.
It takes 10 years to grow a tree, but 100 years to build good character.
多难啊！
How hard is this?
上帝建立以色列人在一个真空的环境里边训练他40年。
He said that God let the Israelites wander in the desert to build their character.
两个女人几年的功夫就把整个南国北国全部毁掉。
It takes two women to destroy both the northern and the southern country.
人的内心里边，我们说学好10年，学坏一天。
He said to do good for 10 years, but to do bad only takes one day.
表示我们想做好事不容易，你要受坏的影响，很容易就被它影响。
He said that when you want to do good, it's very difficult, but it's very easily to be influenced by the wicked.
所以我们要了解我们自己的生命的弱点。
So we must understand the weaknesses in our lives.
不要过分的自信。
Don't be overly confident.
圣经对于这个年轻人啊，保罗在告诉提摩太的时候，
When Paul was talking to Timothy,
他说你要与清心祷告的人、敬畏上帝的人常常和他们在一起。
He said that you should often be with people who pray and follow God.
那些乱讲话、乱做事，那时候你要留意，远离他们。
He said those who say whatever they want or are wicked, you should stay away from them.
上帝没有说你是神的仆人，你不用怕，你就跟他们来往，你就跟他们交。不是这样说的。
God didn't say to them that you should, oh, you are God's servant, you are strong, you can do whatever you want.
你要把神的道讲给他们，没有问题的。
You must preach God's word to them, that is no problem.
可是你要知道，神的道带领他们。
He said, but you should know that what word brings them to the Lord.
而不是你去用所谓你的行动去直接跟他去接触，你认为你能影响他们，其实很多时候不是这样。
But it isn't your influences and your ways to influence them to bring them to the Lord.
不是你影响了他。
Isn't the way you influence them.
很多时候是他影响了你。
It is often that they influence you.
结果这个约沙法做的这件事情。
When King Jehoshaphat did this.
把这个 亚塔利亚这个娶到犹大的王室里边来。
When they let Queen Athaliah be married into the nation of Judah,
就导致了整个南国从王室到百姓开始拜偶像。
Then all of the kingship and then the civilians started to worship idols.
那么这时候神要在他的子民当中做洁净的工作
了。Then God must do the cleansing of his people.
所以在北国兴起一个王来叫耶户。
So a new king called King Jehu became king in the northern kingdom.
然后把整个北国的王室亚哈的后代全部杀掉。
And killed all of the descendants of King Ahab.
请问弟兄姊妹，神想杀人吗？
Brothers and sisters, does God want to kill people?
神不想杀人。
He doesn't.
可是神为什么杀人？
But why does God kill people?
因为没有办法。
Because there is no other way.
如果再不杀他们的话，
If you don't kill them,
整个国家民族都要灭亡了。
Then the whole nation will be destroyed.
所以神要把那个王室带领大家干坏事那个王，把他全部灭掉。
So he wants to destroy the source of this wicked.
所以让耶户带领大家重新来侍奉耶和华。
So he used King Jehu to bring the nation back towards the Lord.
那么这个时候南国也开始大拜偶像。
So then the southern kingdom began to worship idols.
这个神四个王的第二个就是约兰娶了亚塔利亚的这个王。
So the second king that married Athaliah.
那么他在亚塔利亚的影响下，他大拜偶像。
Under the influence of Athaliah, he also worshipped idols.
神就惩罚他。
God then punished him.
这个叫外邦人来攻打他。
So let the foreigners fight him.
然后把他的孩子也都亚哈的约兰的儿子孩子们全部也杀掉了。
So Jehoram's kids were all killed.
那么就剩下一个，这个人叫亚哈谢。
There's only one left, and that was called Ahaziah.
然后神就击打约兰，叫他生病。
And then he let Jehoram to be sick.
后来约兰就死了。
And then he died.
做王八年的时间。
He was king for 8 years.
这个亚塔利亚影响犹大王室其实不太长，只有八年的时间。
Athaliah only influenced the country for 8 years.
但是非常严重。
But it was a very serious event.
那么这个时候约兰病死，他唯一的儿子就是亚哈谢做了王了。
So when Jehoram died, his only son Ahaziah became king.
这个历代志下这里这样说的，这个亚哈谢登基的时候说42岁，实际上是22岁啊，在耶路撒冷做王一年。
So Ahaziah, 22 years old when he became king, and he reigned in Jerusalem for 1 year.
然后他的母亲名叫亚塔利亚，是暗嫩的孙女。
So his mother name is Athaliah, a granddaughter of Omri.
然后亚哈谢行亚哈家的道，因为他的母亲为他主谋，使他行恶。
He too walked in the way of the house of Ahab, for his mother encouraged him in doing wrong.
所以你看到这个影响吗？
So can you see this influence?
所以这个女人影响了她的丈夫。
This woman influenced her husband.
这个女人开始影响她的儿子。
She started to influence her son.
所以在犹大的王室里边允许这个事情发生。
So in the kingship of Judah, they allowed this to happen.
这里边就没有几个人站起来说 No, 你不可以这样做。
There's not many people who stood up and said, No, you can't do this.
大家可能都非常的友善。
Well, everyone was probably very nice.
就容许这件事情在犹大的王室里边继续的泛滥。
And let this happen in the kingship of Judah.
所以没办法，神同样借着耶户的手把这个亚哈谢给杀了。
So, God has no chance but to kill Athaliah.
而且把犹大王室里边的这些亲属这些通通杀掉。
And to kill all of those in this kingship.
所以这个亚哈谢死了。
So Ahaziah died.
然后他的母亲亚塔利亚看到他的儿子死了，因为这是唯一的儿子了。
So after seeing that Ahaziah died, her only son,
但是她不是大卫的后裔。
She is not the descendant of David.
所以她根本不 care 你什么大卫的后裔不大卫的后裔。
So she doesn't care with whoever is the descendant of David.
她就 care 她自己。
She only cares for herself.
所以她把她自己的孙子都杀了。
So she killed all of her grandsons.
厉害吗？
Isn't this crazy?
所以这个邪恶太可怕。
So this wickedness is terrible.
所以这些王允许这个恶进来。
So the kings let this wickedness come in.
他不知道这个要导致多么可怕的后果。
He doesn't know what type of consequences this will result in.
然后这个神自己的恩典在这些小王子里边又保守了一个这个让他继续大卫的后这个统治。
In God's grace, God protected one small young king.
这个在历代之下21章第七节这样说的。
So in 2 Chronicles chapter 21 verse 7.
说耶和华却因自己与大卫所立的约不肯灭大卫的家，照他所应许的永远赐光与灯光与大卫和他的子孙。
Because of the covenant the Lord had made with David, the Lord will not willingly destroy the house of David. He had promised to maintain a lamp for him and his descendants forever.
所以这个时候就是我们看到犹大国王权的继续不是因为人多么聪明多么能干。
So we know that the King David's descendants continuous reign over Judah isn't because of how good the kings were.
而是神自己的恩典的保守。
Oh, because of God's grace and His promises.
那么神使这一个小的王开始继位的时候。
So when God let such a young king become king.
那么借着祭司耶和耶大把这个律法书交给他。
And through the priest Jehoiada gave the covenant to him.
盼望能够使犹大的这个整个国家的文化能够归正。
Hoping that the culture of the country Judah can then be fixed.
那么透过这一段历史的学习。
And through learning this piece of history.
透过圣经对这些历史的分析。
Through the analysis of the Bible.
那么就是我们看到我们建立关系交朋友的那些重要的原则。
We can see the important principles we learn whilst building relationships.
所以我们与什么人交朋友？
Who do we build relationships with?
等于我们愿意和什么样的人互相影响。
Equals to who we are willing to be equally influenced with.
那么在今天的国际社会当中，
In the international cultures these days.
如果我们允许人移民到我们的国家来，
If we let people migrate to our country,
其实这就等于我们允许这些人来同化我们。
But it also means to let them come and influence us.
那么也许我们也影响他们。
We all may also influence them.
但是你知道，一杯干净水倒进去一杯脏水，这杯干净水脏了还是干净了？
If we have a dirty cup and a clean cup, and we pour the dirty stuff into the clean cup, is this cup clean or dirty?
所以在这个时候我们就明白上帝为什么要叫我们注意这些问题。
So now we understand why does God let us to notice these things.
当然我们如果在这个世界上我们所有的东西我们都不跟人来往，那也是不可能的。
Of course, if we don't have any relationships in this world, that is impossible.
所以这时候我们要学习交友的法则。
And thus we should learn the principles of making relationships.
跟什么人我们可以接近？
Who we can become closer to?
跟什么人我们保持距离？
And who we should keep a distance from?
保持距离并不等于你不爱他。
To keep a distance from them doesn't mean you don't love them.
那么你用神给你的原则可以去爱他。
You use God's principles, you can love them.
但是减少他对你的影响。
But to lessen the influence they have on you.
那么你应当跟什么样的人去交往呢？
So who should you make relationships with?
你看到那些敬畏上帝的人。
You see those who worship God.
这个生活按照神的原则去生活的人。
And those who live according to the scriptures.
他会给你用今天的话说给你带来正能量的人。
They will give you positive influence.
是在神的真理上给你带来正能量的人。
And through God's truth will give you positive energy.
这些人你可以接近。
These people you should be closer to.
中国人说君子之交淡如水。君子 friendship normally very thin, right? 就是
So in Chinese there's a saying that says friendship is usually very thin.
其实我们不需要 那么样的好像
We don't need to be extremely close and share everything.
愿我们记住一件事。
Let us remember something.
永远记得这件事。
Forever remember this.
就是任何人际关系的铁三角概念。
Is no matter what relationship we have three, the iron triangle.
两个人的关系。
To the relationship between two people.
建立在每一个人都与神之间的关系上。
Is influenced by their relationship with God.
如果每一个人跟神的关系都好
If everyone's relationship is good with God,
那么我们之间的关系就可以接近
then our relationships will be closer.
如果我们跟神的关系不好
If our relationship with God is not good,
那么我们之间的关系就要疏远
then our relationship with each other will be more
这是比较安全的
This is safer.
如果你没有神的关系你只跟他个人建立关系
If you don't have God's relationship and you only have a relationship with them,
你就失去了铁三角的稳定性
then you lose the stability of the iron triangle.
如果一个是没有关系的
if
你是跟他有关系你单方面跟他建立关系往往你影响不了他而他影响你
If you have a relationship and they don't have a relationship with God, often it's them influencing you and not you influencing them.
所以包括我们的婚姻关系
So including the marriage.
很多时候都是用同样的原则。
A lot of the time it is the same concept.
这个不容易。
This is not an easy concept.
求上帝给我们有真正的聪明智慧。
Let God give us wisdom.
有真正敬畏他的心。
And to have a heart of worship towards him.
约束我们自己。
And to control ourselves.
在这些事情交友的事情上使我们不至于损失而能够成为蒙福。
And when we make friends, we do not lose things, but instead are blessed.
好，愿神祝福大家。
God bless.